brought to you by Penguin. This Secret We're Keeping by Rebecca Doane, read by Kristen Atherton and Oliver Chris. 1. The second time Matthew Landley entered Jessica's life, he nearly killed her. Only minutes earlier, she had glanced up from where she was caught inside the closed fist of a crowd to see that he was standing with his back to her, just a few feet away. Incredibly, after more than 17 years apart, he was now so near that if she'd opened her mouth and uttered his name, he would have turned around. She simply froze. Perhaps she was waiting for the sight of him to dissipate as she tried to work out why her mind seemed so determined to trick her. She'd been seeing his ghost for weeks now, a haunting of her peripheral vision that kept disappearing before she could properly perceive it, like a shadow being chased by cats. But then he smiled at something, and instantly she knew that he was real. Undetected, Jess watched as he began to move off through the crowd. He was taller than most, so was easy to pick out, and was graced too with the distinctive, shadowy stubble and angled jawline of someone who always looked good in pictures. A pair of sunglasses was pushed up on top of his shaved head, but in another life, Jess knew his hair would have been wild and dark. After all this time, he was as familiar to her as a favourite photograph. Jess was a caterer, and had agreed several months ago to cook for an audience at a food fair in the grounds of a nearby stately home in North Norfolk. It was the first really warm day of the year, and the lack of free-flowing air, gently sweating grass, and scent of fermenting microbrew inside the main marquee felt oddly reminiscent of waking up half-suffocated and hungover under canvas at a music festival. As she tried to locate the cookery theatre, a thick, slow-moving crowd surrounded her, an impenetrable mass of damp T-shirts and craning necks. From what Jess could make out, she had arrived at the tail end of a crush following unsubstantiated reports of a celebrity chef being spotted somewhere near the antipasti stand, though it inevitably turned out to be just someone with an uncannily similar taste in spectacle frames. Collectively disgruntled, the crowd was now attempting to disperse, but all the stallholders had seized upon the extra footfall as a good opportunity to make up for the disappointment by peddling free samples, so moving anywhere at speed was becoming about as achievable as pushing to the front at a Justin Bieber concert. Strains of intermittent feedback emanating from a malfunctioning microphone headset at least meant the cookery theatre was easy to find, though it sounded more like a half-assed soundcheck than something people would pull up a seat for. Jess was on next with Asian fusion food, but she'd already begun to wonder if it was too late to make a dash for home and claim an 11th-hour outbreak of gallstones or similar. It was then, as she casually pondered her escape, that she saw him. A few seconds elapsed before he started to walk away. Feeling her heart rate notch up slightly, Jess mirrored his direction left, though reacting was made awkward by the stack of boxed ingredients she was carrying and the bag slung over her shoulder. As she emerged from behind a family buying armfuls of artisan bread, she saw that he was talking to a slender brunette, presumably his wife, in vertiginous heels and a coral dress that showed off to perfection her impeccable tan. A small, dark-haired girl wearing shorts and a yellow smock top clung happily to his left hand. They paused for a moment to look at a stall, and Jess saw him reach over to pick something out, turning his head to hear what his daughter was saying. Each movement he made was as deliberate as ever, careful, considered. For a few agonizing seconds, Jess thought she might have the chance to call his name. But by the time she was nearly upon them, they had already started to move again, his wife and daughter working hard to keep up with the long, purposeful stride Jess knew so well. Beginning to feel as if a piston was going berserk back and forth in her chest, she strained to keep him in view as he made his way towards the marquee's exit. A path opened up unexpectedly through the crowd in front of her, and she caught her breath, breaking into a sort of improvised quickstep to keep pace. But then, from out of nowhere, she found herself boxed in by three carers who were patiently angling wheelchairs around the back of the queue for the specialist vinegars. Jess gasped audibly in panic as she was forced...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?